Well, it is a pleasure to be with you tonight. We have a lot of people who have come a long way, a lot of folks from Indianapolis and Kokomo and all over Indiana and other states that I recognize here. We appreciate your interest and the fact that you have come out. My name is John Welch, and I'm a friend of David Padfield's. I preach in Indianapolis, and I'm pleased at the opportunity to be here. We're very grateful that these folks at this church have been interested enough in a study of the truth to encourage and arrange and have this discussion. It is very rare, and for one, we commend it greatly. As you come here tonight, we have come here not on one side or the other. I was speaking with Rick Hubbard earlier, and he commented, as he had commented to someone else, that he'd come here on the Lord's side. And we all have come here, everyone, no matter whether you are a Baptist or whether you're a member of the Church of Christ. You've come here on the Lord's side. We've all had to make some very tough decisions in our lives. We've all had to decide we were wrong at one time or another. And we've had to change. And that's really why we're here tonight. We are in disagreement, a very fundamental and basic disagreement. We cannot leave this place and everyone be right. Some of us are wrong. Some of us, although that we want to be on the Lord's side, are not. And therefore, we want to listen to the things these men have to say. We want you to open your Bibles and read your Bibles along with the things that they have to say to determine whether or not what they're teaching is in the Bible. And then when we discover what the Bible does teach, we want to cling to it stubbornly and jealously. David Padfield, as I say, is my friend. He preaches at the Eastside Church in Evansville and has done so for many years and at great sacrifice. He has debated before and is as capable a man in this sort of discussion as any I know. And I have absolute confidence in him. My function, and the function of Mr. Webster here, is as moderator. Hopefully I have nothing whatsoever to do. It's a wonderful task to have nothing whatsoever to do when you serve in this function. But basically, our purpose is, if there is an objection from one side or the other, is to listen to that and state an opinion on it, and to encourage some action to be taken based upon the rules and the normal expectations of the behavior of men who claim to be Christians and gentlemen. And as I say, having met both these men, I am fully confident that if there is anything to do, it'll be very little and very minor. Brother Padfield is in the affirmative tonight. He will be presenting his views on this proposition, which he will be reading to you in just a moment. It is the purpose of the affirmative to lead. It is the purpose of the negative to follow and to respond. It is a mark of whether the debate is going well and whether there is a real and legitimate exchange of views taking place, to see whether the affirmative is leading and whether the man in the negative is listening and responding to the Bible arguments that have been made. Again, we appreciate your presence. We want you to leave the debating to the debaters. You're not here as a cheering section. Don't be verbally responding. Don't be applauding, or don't chuckle too much unless it's just unholdable. Although these two men, I'm sure, will say things that you find humorous. Let them do the debating. I'm sure there'll be opportunities for you to discuss in between the speeches and after the debate. Feel free to do that. But during the course of the debate, let these two men do the discussing. Thank you.